In November 2018, the Ypsilanti Area Community passed a new operating millage for the Ypsilanti District Library to build a new library branch. Well, all those years later, it's finally coming to fruition. It is expected to transform library service to Superior Township and Willow Run neighborhoods. This is your Ypsilanti Report on the Lucianne Lantz Show, 1290 WLBY. And joining me is the director of the Ypsilanti District Library, Lisa Hoenig. Lisa, this must be very exciting, and it must be very exciting for you personally, since I understand that you are a Superior Township resident and have been for a long time.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me today. This is a big moment for the Ypsilanti community and for the Ypsilanti District Library. The Superior Township voters actually joined the library district in 2006. And then when the economic downturn happened in 2007, the library was unable to fulfill its wish of building a new library because the library's funding is so connected to property values. And we didn't have the money to do it then. So this new millage that was passed in 2018 is actually restored the library to fiscal health. And we're moving forward with the branch construction that we've been dreaming about for more than a decade.
So you're telling me this actually goes all the way back to 2006.
Yes.
And finally coming to fruition.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's been a struggle, the downturn of the economy and everything that we've seen go on, and the pandemic as well this past year. The fact that you've got something really great to look forward to with the groundbreaking in April is marvelous coming out of this pandemic. What is this going to mean in particular for the communities that this new branch of the Ypsilanti District Library is going to serve? And that is Superior Township and the Willow Run area.
Yeah, we've operated a very, very small branch since 2007. It was intended to be a temporary library, and it's very small. It's one room in a fire station on the corner of Harris and MacArthur Boulevard. It's right across the street from Sycamore Meadows and Danbury Park Manor housing developments, which make up the lowest income housing block in Washtenaw County. And the folks there have really relied on the small library for all kinds of services and for a place for their kids to go and learn and spend time. And there are just tons and tons of kids who would come to that branch. But it is so little that we can't really operate right now because social distancing is impossible. We are giving our community what we can through curbside service and virtual services, but a lot of folks there don't have internet access, don't have transportation. Things are tough for them.
The library is a lifeline for many people, no matter where you live. And when libraries had to shut down during the pandemic, I think they just did an incredible job, including the Ypsilanti District Library, to keep some semblance of service going and keeping that connection with the community. So really, libraries have stepped up to the plate in so many ways in this last year. And I think, you know, with the need that you just described for the Superior Township community, it really illustrates the importance our libraries play, doesn't it?
It really does. The library serves all of Ypsilanti Township, and most of Superior Township. And our other two libraries are larger and more full service, have full hours. This little tiny branch in Superior has only had half of the hours of our downtown library, and thus has been inaccessible to folks from other parts of Superior that are further away. And so we're really looking forward to offering the full hours so that we can draw in the folks who want to use a more active library. And it'll be wonderful to have this facility so close to all of the folks who use it now.
Lisa Hainig with us. She is director of the Ypsilanti District Library. Lisa, I understand that plans for this have actually grown thanks to a number of factors. But first, the residents requested it. You had a public input, a number of sessions to see what Superior's residents wanted. And you heard a real desire for a drive-up book return, meeting space, additional restroom in the youth area. And so you actually increased your plans for the size of this building.
Indeed. We started out with plans for a 6,000 square foot library, and we held several public input sessions after the millage passed in early 2019. And people were very, very excited about the idea of a drive-up book return. I get the feeling people will drive from all over the place so they don't have to get out of their cars
right.
to return their books. But it'll really help people who have little children, people who have mobility issues, all kinds of folks, I think, will appreciate that feature. And we have said that that's a feature we're going to add if the budget will allow. And we certainly want to have that there. But yes, we increased the size of the building to 7,800 square feet, adding that additional restroom and definitely providing lots and lots of meeting space, because that's been something absent from our current facility.
So how are you paying for that to go from what you had planned, 6,000 square feet, to 7,800? And I want our listeners to keep in mind right now that area is operating out of a 1,000 square foot building. So this is quite a change. How are you able to fund that additional space?
So the library board has set aside funds to pay for the new library. We are going to pay for it outright. No loans, no bond.
Wow.
We have $3.5 million set aside at this point. Originally, we thought that that would be about the cost of the building, but with the additional size and some economic changes that came through the tariffs, and then the pandemic has really made construction costs skyrocket. So our budget is more like $5.5 million now.
More than twice what it was originally.
Almost, yep. And we are doing some fundraising. We've reached out to foundations to try to get grants, and we're doing pretty well. But our capital campaign is in the quiet phase right now, and we've set a goal of $2 million so that we can make this library everything that the community wants and needs.
You have a big celebration event coming up in April. Tell everyone about this.
Yeah, we're going to actually break ground on the library, and we're calling it a community celebration. It is going to take place on April 7th at 3:30 in the afternoon, right at the site, rain or shine. I'm guessing maybe rain, but
we'll, well, let's hope not. This is on Harris Road between Geddes and MacArthur, right?
Yes. It is on the east side of the street, and it is land that has been gifted to the library by Superior Township, which is wonderful. They are a wonderful, wonderful partner. But we're going to make a big deal out of this groundbreaking because it's been such a long time coming. It is happening during National Library Week, and it's a Wednesday afternoon. Some of the things that will be happening will be some remarks by former Representative David Rutledge, and we're also going to have some kids from the neighborhood come out and speak about what the library means to them and what they're looking forward to, and we can't wait. The event is being live streamed for anybody who can't come or feels uncomfortable being either out in weather or out during COVID. But Bank of Ann Arbor has very generously offered to sponsor this live stream for us, and we can't say how excited we are about that, because everybody will be able to join us no matter where they are.
That's marvelous. Bank of Ann Arbor, so community minded. And there is a link to watch the groundbreaking live stream. If you go to ipsilibrary.org, that's ipsilibrary.org, and then you can search for the groundbreaking of the new Ypsilanti District Library in Superior Township. Tell everyone about the other two libraries you have in the community.
Yeah, we have our main facility, the Whitaker Road Library in Ypsilanti Township. It is about a 60,000 square foot building. It's a very modern looking building that was built in 2002. It's hard to believe that it is almost 20 years old, but it is. It offers many, many wonderful services. Right now, all of our libraries are providing curbside service only, but we typically do tons and tons of free programming. Every year we offer about 3,500 free programs.
Wow.
Downtown, we have our other branch, the Michigan Avenue branch, which is on the corner of Michigan Avenue and Adams Street. And it is a historic building, a Carnegie Post Office. And we have, during the pandemic, done a lot of work to bring the interior of Michigan Avenue more up to snuff. So we've painted and done a lot of improvements. And we're looking forward to the time when we can reopen and show everybody what we've been working on.
Really, it is phenomenal, and it's going to be such an asset to the community. Libraries play such an important role in our lives, but in particularly for under-resourced areas. And like you mentioned, people that might not have internet service can go to the library and do that. We found out how important having internet is when the pandemic hit for so many people, being at home and children having to do school virtually. Libraries were the salvation, just being that connection, and all the online activities that you provided. Truly, I hope people that maybe hadn't been in a library for a while realize how important they are. We salute you and Ypsilanti for what it's doing for the community, Lisa. This is our exciting time for you.
Thanks so much. Can I also mention that Ipsy District Library has, in addition to its branches, a bookmobile. And we are really proud of our bookmobile. It is brightly colored, and it's sort of our flagship. And we are hoping to begin curbside service from our bookmobile fairly soon when the pandemic conditions allow. So that'll be something kind of happy and exciting to see the bookmobile back out.
Oh, my goodness, it sure will. Thank you so much to Lisa Hanick. She is the director of our Ypsilanti District Library. Big celebration coming up as the groundbreaking occurs for the third addition to the library system in Ypsilanti, and this is going to be the brand new Superior Township Library, April 7th, 3:30 in the afternoon. That'll be at 1900 Harris Road, east side of the road between Geddes and MacArthur. The Ypsilanti District Library's new building will be 7,800 square feet, and it is expected to open in the summer of 2022. It'll be a full-service branch, and it'll be exciting for the community to have this there. It'll have that community meeting room that'll seat 50, a dedicated youth, a dedicated teen area, 20 public computers, 2 group study rooms, an accessible learning garden, and more. Libraries are so much more than just about books. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.